the Baltic nations could receive more than $100 million a year annually from the United States if a bill introduced by U.S. senators is passed into law. Senators Chuck Grassley and Dick Durbin introduced the Baltic Security Initiative Act to make military financial support permanent and increase security cooperation. They are vulnerable. They have stood up for the principles and values of the United States and the NATO alliance, and they are sadly still vulnerable to Putin's adventurism. They lived under the yoke of communism in the past, and they want to maintain their own democracy in the future, Senator Dick Durbin said. The Baltic countries are Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. Geographically, they are NATO's first line of defense against Russia. They gained independence from the Soviet Union in the early 1990s. Combined, they have an active military that's 48,000 strong, compared to Russia's 1.5 million. Congress created the Baltic Security Initiative in 2020, and since that time it has provided the three nations with $802 million for air defense systems, maritime domain awareness, and land forces. Grassley and Durbin said it's critical to continue that support in the face of Russian aggression. Our bipartisan bill will strengthen America's cooperation with the Baltics and ensure the region has the resources they need to deter Putin from encroaching upon NATO territory, Grassley stated. Since Russia invaded Ukraine, it has committed what are called hybrid attacks throughout Europe, but especially in the Baltics. Hybrid attacks include hacking, disinformation campaigns, arson, and other forms of sabotage. Senior NATO leaders are concerned a continuation of these types of attacks could cause significant casualties or economic damage.